We're back here on Giants.com, live from Indianapolis at the Combine, and we're joined by Sports Illustrated Peter King and, of course, Monday Morning Quarterback. Peter, this thing has changed a lot since I'm sure you first started covering it. Talk about how the Combine has gone from being an inside the NFL type of thing to being a huge event.
Well, I remember in the year 2000, I was here covering the Combine, and Plaxico Burress was the guy who I was going to write a story on that year. And there were about somewhere between 15 and 20 report members of the media there, mostly print reporters. I took Plaxico Burress into a little sandwich shop at his hotel, and we ate lunch, and I spent about 2 hours with him. And he was in no hurry to go anywhere. I'm not one of those people who say, the good old days were a lot better. But I can say in covering the Combine, the good old days were a lot better because you actually got to have a conversation with somebody. I mean, I have no idea who I'm even going to be able to converse with at this Combine. But, you know, that's the way football is. Everybody loves it.
No doubt about it. Let's talk about the Giants specifically. They picked 12th in this year's draft. Obviously, we're still very early in this process. You know about the Giants' needs. Where do you think need will fit value for the Giants at number 12?
I doubt a lot of people would think that a receiver would be a huge need for the Giants, but I don't see them re-signing Hakeem Nicks. And I think Cruz and Jernigan, that's a really good base at the wide receiver position. But I think receiver could be a surprise pick for the Giants just because the receiving the receiver group is so rich at the top of the draft. Three premier receivers at the top of the draft. That wouldn't surprise me, but I think it's probably more logical to think of the offensive line because Mike Mayock came out this week and said something that I thought was really intelligent. They're starting tackles in this draft through three and four rounds, but there's two or three tackles up at the top of this group who potentially are franchise guys. So from listening to John Mara at the end of the year, you know, John Mara basically has put everybody in the building on order, on notice, paraphrasing him, we are not going to stink on offense the way we stunk on offense this year. And so that's why, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if it was a tackle or one of the really good receivers.
Another one really quickly on offense. How much do you expect the offense to change with Ben McAdoo coming over? How much will Tom keep some of his old system? How much will he gravitate towards that West Coast system that he used in Green Bay?
It's a great, great question. I think the thing you hear about Ben McAdoo from people who knew him well in Green Bay is that he is an adapter. That he is not sold on doing his thing at the expense of the other talented people in his offense. And to me, I think when you look at what a coach should be a guy who, if he has firm belief about what he should do on offense, and he doesn't have the exact players he needs for that, then he's got to adapt his offense to his players. He's not going to tell Eli Manning that, look, I want you to roll out every play and throw on the run. I look at Ben McAdoo, and I think he's going to do what's right for the talent he has on hand.
Peter, final question. Giants defense played well, especially second half of last season, but a lot of free agents. Who do you think is most likely to be back next year out of Justin Tuck, John Beeson, Linval Joseph, their three big free agents in their front seven?
I think John Beeson found life with the Giants. And he's a really important guy for the Giants to keep, in my opinion. Out of those three guys, I think he's the most likely one to stay. You know, Justin Tuck, I think, is going to have to determine whether he wants to stay for probably less money than he can make somewhere else. Justin Tuck is such a solid human being and still a very good player. And I think he's going to have an offer or two out there because there's so many teams that have so much cap money available. And I think there are people who love Justin Tuck off the field and his leadership capabilities. So I think somebody out there is going to pay him or offer to pay him more than the Giants will offer. Linval Joseph, I think that is in keeping with you want to pay your own guys and keep them. But again, there's so many teams out there with a need on the line, and somebody could blow him out of the water. I think the most logical guy is Beeson, just because he sees how much that he grew as a player and how much he helped the Giants. I'm sure the Giants see the same thing.
Peter King, Monday Morning Quarterback, Sports Illustrated, and the only person that works for NBC that's not in Sochi. Peter, we appreciate the time.
All right, John. Thank you.